Comments made on the Serotalk Podcast Network are those of the individuals and do not represent Serotalk Corporation, its staff, management, board of directors, or third-party resellers.
Here's another interview featured on Serotalk. To hear more great content like this, visit www.serotalk.com or find us on iBlink Radio via the Apple App Store or the Android Market.
Well, we're speaking again with Mike Calvo, but not about speakers, at least not the kind we used to do. We're talking about earbuds and headphones. So I guess the first question before we talk about these different devices is, what's the difference, Mikey, and which do you prefer and why? I assume each kind of has its own time and place to be used.
Well, it does. I've been traveling for a number of years with Serotalk and have found that, you know, some things are comfortable to use and some things are not. And what happens for me as a blind person, earbuds are great. For example, when I'm on a plane, when I want to tune out the world, you know, when I want to just be in my little space, I'm in a plane seat, I'm belted in, I really don't need to worry too much about the world around me immediately. So I can put on my earbuds. However, if I'm walking around the house, if I'm lying in my room listening to a book and I'm watching the kids, not literally, but figuratively speaking, listening to kids, whatever it takes for me to babysit the kids, you know, you want to kind of keep one ear open and, you know, but at the same time, you don't want to sacrifice the sound that you get. And as we're going to talk about, the earbuds that I've found are amazing. The sound from them is awesome. And my quest has been, okay, what are some great over-the-ear solutions? Because the earbuds, for me, as well as a number of people, I use the kind that have the little plugs, Michael, the little rubber plugs, you know, and they tend to hurt after a little while, even if the plugs are relatively soft and you've had them for a while, so they've gotten broken in. It still gives you this fatigue on your ears and on your ear canals that I particularly don't care for, and it just takes away from the whole experience. So that's why sometimes I use one versus the other. And the most of the time I use my earbuds is when I'm flying or when I'm in a transportation type situation where I don't want to hear the world around me.
Well, let's start with the, and I have some of these, but I think you have a newer version. These are the Radius Atomic Base 2 black earbuds with carrying case, and they come in for $39.95. And bass is
Michael,
the keyword.
These are
bad.
Oh yeah, no, they're amazing. You know, as I've looked for earbuds, I've played everything. I played with everything from Dr. Dre, the Monster ones to the ones from Bose, and I just don't like tinny sounding earbuds. These things do not. They go in your ears. They fill the canals very well. They cancel out the noise. And that's important because they do pretty much effectively what the Bose do, but without having to carry a little power pack, without having to pay the premium. They tune out the world around you, and then they give you this incredible bass. And the way they do that is you've got these little plugs that go in your ear, and attached to them, they have little capsules that kind of rest on the outside of the ear canal, but don't stick out. You don't look weird. You don't have anything sticking out of your ears. But they give you, combined with your ear canal, they give you this bass reflex that's just amazing. It doesn't matter what you're listening to, and especially when you're listening to a described video, man, oh my gosh, it's just amazing to put them on a Victor Stream or any of these other devices that we use to listen to the movies on the network. And just immerse yourself totally in the experience. So I really like these, and the price point is amazing.
Now, you have to be careful with in-ear buds like that, because if you position them in the wrong way, you shoot audio right into your ear canal, and if the volume's too high, you can actually cause some hearing damage.
Well, yeah, you've got to do that with any solution. I mean, when you put something this close to your ears, it's definitely something you need to be very careful of, and that's one of the things that I like about the iPods, is the iPods actually have a volume limiter. So if you're giving these to your kids, or if you're just used to, you know, turning on your iPod and flipping up the volume, you know, you're going to be able to limit that, and you're not going to get a surprise. The other thing that you may want to do is, of course, turn on in the iPods, turn on sound check, which is kind of like a volume control or a compressor of sorts that kind of keeps everything at the same volume. So you're not going to get any surprises. The one thing I will say, Michael, about these and every other set of earphones, just like speakers, you know, when you first get them, they're not going to sound as great as they're going to sound with age. And the reason for that, people say, well, why is that? You know, the reason for that is as the speakers roll, as they move, as the coils warm up, you know, they get better. So after, you're going to probably want to use them for about 30, 40 hours before you're really going to get the maximum potential. And that's what I had to do with these other earphones we're going to talk about, is had to run them first for 40, 50 hours, just playing different types of things through them before I then finally sat down and said, okay, I like these or those, or I prefer hearing this kind of music on these or that kind of music on those.
So other than in-ear buds, these Radius Atomic Bass, you looked at many, but really your choices came down to two products. So let's first talk about the slightly more expensive Sennheiser PX100-2. These come in at $67.95. What do you like about the Sennheisers?
Well, first, I really appreciate the feedback that I've gotten from those on Twitter that follow me and follow Serotalk on Twitter. I was able to get a lot of great feedback from people as to what they liked, and that kind of led me down the road of looking. The thing that started me down this road was a buddy of mine just sent me a listing for a pair of earphones, and I looked at them and I loved them from the specs. And then I put out my Twitter and said, hey, what do you guys think? And everybody started talking about these next ones that we're going to talk about after the Sennheisers, but they also talked about these Sennheisers. And I kept seeing that the Sennheisers and the next ones that we're going to talk about kept coming up in conversation. I went and I looked at a bunch of other ones, just other over-the-ear solutions, even, again, Bose, the Monster, the Dr. Dre's. Dr. Dre's got a pair of over-the-ear studio earphones, Michael, that are just amazing to listen to. They're like $500 though, but they are, and they're like huge, you know, they cover your ears. I mean, these are studio phones. These are the ones we're talking about now are not like that. These are mini earphones that you can put in your bag. You can fold them up, throw them in your backpack, whatever, and whip them out. And you're not looking really strange, like you're about to do a jam session in a recording studio with them. But let me tell you, if you want the ultimate amazing sound in over the ear earphones that just block out the world and they're studio level, go get the Dr. Dre Beats, but the Beat Pros, the ones that they that Monster makes for the studio. They'll set you back about $500, but they are the most amazing earphones you have ever heard. So just but I digress. Back to the Sennheisers. You know, Sennheiser's known for a very good product. It's German engineering in broadcast. We use a lot of Sennheiser stuff. You know, Sennheiser microphones, Sennheiser headsets. I mean, so Sennheiser, for people who are into pro gear, know that Sennheiser is a name you can count on. And of course, it's also reflected in the very high price, relatively speaking, to Sennheiser's products. You know, here you've got a pair of headphones that, or over-the-ear earphones, mini earphones they call them, that sound great. They're great looking. They fold up very nice. They come in a bag, a little kind of a denim-y bag with a 1/4-inch adapter. So they're a 1/8-inch adapter first. Then you can plug in the little 1/4-inch adapter to make them work on older equipment or on professional type equipment that don't accept the 1/8-inch jacks. And these are really nice. Now, the only complaint I have about any over-the-ear solutions is that people around you can hear kind of sort of what you're listening to. So that's going to always be an issue unless you're listening to a book or something where people really can't, because you're not going to be blasting that stuff in your ears. But that minor inconvenience aside, these X100-2s are awesome. And they are -2, which is -II. They had originally put out the X100s, and from the reviews I read online, I can still buy them, but I decided now I'll get the latest and greatest one. And from what I hear, you know, of course you've got the audiophiles that sit there and say, well, I like this one better. And, you know, oh, darn it, I remember the good old days of the X100s, and the X100-2s lost something or whatever. But For the most part, I would submit that they probably haven't changed a lot, except for a couple of features. One of them is a non-tangle cord. You have a cord that doesn't get tangled. It's a one-side cord. So on your left ear, Michael, you have just one little cable that you can, you know, discreetly put into your iPod or your MP3 player or even your cell phone, and you know, really discreetly hide it. So that's a feature, I believe, of the X100-2s and not the original X100.
Yeah, that is important, because I find that phones with a wire coming off of each side are a little more likely to be damaged. It's just been my experience. Maybe I'm tough on headphones, but that's been my observation.
Well, no, and that's true. And especially with these, which have a limited one-year warranty. And be careful for that word limited, people. You know, you're not going to spend your $67 and then have a problem and then have them come back and say, oh no, we can't replace these, you know, because it's not covered under warranty, because it wasn't damaged in manufacturing. And that's something that you need to be very, very careful of. But I'll tell you, they sound great. They're available. We have a link to them in the show notes. And by the way, every time you click on something you buy from Serotalk, you are supporting the podcast. You're, of course, supporting our sponsors, but you're also we are also affiliates on Amazon, and we do get a little something every time you buy something. So please do make sure you support the cause.
And that helps, because that's money that we can spend either to purchase products for demoing purposes or to travel to locations to get great interviews for you as well.
Yeah, it's important that we talked about that for a second, Michael. You know, we buy our own review stuff here. We go out, we pay for it, we use it, we share it with other people, we give it away, or we just take it with us, you know, on the road when we go to technology shows or whatever. But for the most part, we buy stuff. There are times, for example, the Foxell people, that they provide something for us to play with and listen to, but we don't use that as a way of making our reviews any more biased. Remember, we don't have labs here, folks. We don't do any of that. We're just consumers just like you, and we're out here just playing with the stuff and say, you know, I like this, or I don't like that. That stinks about the product, or this is great about the product. And I think that us going out and buying the stuff gives us the right to just say what we believe without feeling that, oh man, you know, these guys went to the extreme of giving us this product and whatever, you know. So it is important that you guys understand that we do buy our review products. So they're not given to us. They're not sponsored for free or anything like that. So any way that you can support the podcast by purchasing these products through Amazon or through any other e-tailer that we end up creating affiliate links with is greatly appreciated.
Okay, so before you tell us your favorite, let's talk about the third and final pair of phones we want to talk about today. And these apparently have been around for quite a while, perhaps since 1984, these being the COS Porter Pro with case at a price of $31.35.
Now, you know, it's funny, because one of the things that I found with these earphones that really tripped me out was the fact that they've been around since 1984. I mean, I was in high school when these things came out. The fact that they've never changed. They've never changed their design. They've never changed anything about these earphones, and they still continue to be one of the top sellers on Amazon for portable earphones, says something huge. Now, I will say, they do look a little retro. They are not as sexy, if you can, you know, if you can think of such a thing when it comes to earphones, as the Sennheisers. I mean, nobody's going to say you look like a dork, you know, but they are earphones, and it's very clear that they're earphones, and they have a couple of really cool features that I like. They have a sliding, like an over-the-head sliding, you know, band that you can make them bigger or smaller. There's a feature on them that you can flip these little switches over the ears that kind of pull the cups off your ears a little bit, not enough to, you know, to do anything but make them a little more comfortable to wear. You still don't lose any of the amazing sound out of both these and the Sennheisers. The bass out of these devices is just amazing. The highs are just amazing. These are actually rated at 20 to 20,000 hertz. So you're talking about some great dynamic response on these earphones. And hey, unlike the Sennheisers, which are in their second iteration at very minimum, these have never changed. And for half the price, I mean, you really can't beat it. And quite honestly, everybody I've shown them to really can't hear much of a difference between the two, certainly not a $35 difference. And here's the kicker, Michael, warranty. Remember we talked about warranty with the Sennheisers, about their limited one-year warranty. The cost warranty is amazing because it's a no questions asked lifetime warranty. That's it. And have you actually taken advantage of that? Because I remember you had told me that you actually had as we were reviewing these.
Yes, I've done it twice. Not with these different headphones, but yes, they do. You pay about $6, which covers the shipping, but you send them back and they send you basically a brand new pair of headphones. So, and it's in Madison, Wisconsin, right here in the USA. So it's a very good company. Yeah.
See, they're made here in the USA, which is nice. I mean, I have no problem with products made overseas. I'm not going to go there. It's not a political thing. It's just, I mean, these are American made and they're great earphones. To me, they're great sounding for the money. You cannot go wrong with these things. Again, they're a little more retro looking. They've got that, under the chin type of cable where you've got one cable going to each ear, Michael, and the cable looks like a Y. They come with a little case. They fold up just about as small as the Sennheisers, but not exactly as small. They're made of metal as opposed to the Sennheisers are made of plastic. And also they don't come with the 1/4-inch adapter if that's a big deal to you. But you know, those are $2 at Radio Shack or whatever. So
okay, so it really is a mini though. I thought maybe 1984 it would be a 1/4 and you'd have to.
No, that's the amazing thing, man, is I can just picture somebody jamming with these things, you know, on their Walkman, with their cassette Walkman, and then playing it with the CD Walkman, and then now moving it into, you know, your iPod and your digital music players. I mean, for a headphone to be able to survive the different changes and generations of portable listening stuff that we've had, you know, portable listening devices, that's pretty darn amazing to me. And that speaks volumes about the quality of this product. And that is why, Michael, this is my favorite too, based on of the two, or of all of them that I reviewed, but of the two in particular, the costs I think are the best bang for the buck. These are the ones that I'm going to keep them. I'm going to use them in my bag. At the end of the day, I started looking for such a thing, and these are the ones that I'm going to carry around in my bag, and I realized that they're not as pretty as the Sennheisers. And I got to say that because my wife is into the look and all that. And I told her, I said, honey, you know, I don't care what they look like. I care what they sound like. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't care. I want them to sound good. So they are very, very cool. And they're great to listen to. They don't bother you even after hours. I found that the Sennheisers, after a couple of hours of listening to them, my ears would sweat just a little. I actually had to take them off my ears for a while to give my ears, just the outside of my ears, a rest because I felt that they were a little tight. These costs were just simply amazing. I really like them. You can buy them on Amazon. I actually found them as well, just in the light of full disclosure here, and I know that we might miss out on a couple of dollars here, but I got to tell you, I found them on eBay, Michael, for $20.
Ooh, nice.
Plus $5 shipping. So, you know, it's about $25. So, I mean, if you want to save $6 and not support the podcast, shame on you. But if you want to do that, you can get them on eBay.
On Amazon's great insurance as well. I mean, if there's any damage, anything wrong with it, you can ship them back to replace them. So it might be worth it.
Yeah, I'd get them on Amazon. But you can find them on eBay, but for even less money, for heaven's sake. So, I mean, I don't know how these people stay in business. But hey, as long as they continue to put out the great product, like the Cosporta Pro earphones, I think that they've got a winner here. Obviously, they have they've had these since 1984. That's a long time.
Right. So then, your second choice, if you want something that is in ear, you want that, or in addition to, you would obviously go with these Radius Atomic Bass 2 Black, and I've had them as well. They sound really good. Just be careful with them. I've damaged the jack on them, but very good sound, in-ear design. If you want total privacy and your lifestyle allows you to be not bothered, that could be a second choice. So there you go, three choices. We have all of the links for you at serotalk.com. You can purchase them directly from Amazon.
They also make a version of these Mega Bass, the Radius Mega Bass 2s that have an inline microphone that you can use on portable devices like cell phones or your iPod and your iPad. The cool thing is that the one with the inline microphone has buttons that actually control the iPad, the iPhone, or the iPod right from it. So if you want that and you need the mic, that's also available. I've seen the price. It's about the same. I didn't need it, so I didn't buy it. But that is also another option with these devices. And of course, because they sound so darn great, you can just plug it into one ear and have some great sound in your one ear and block out the world and then use the inline microphone.
All right. Well, Mikey, thanks for sharing your expertise. We welcome your comments as well. If you know some great equipment we're not aware of, and headphones or speakers or anything else, maybe a category of products you'd like us to review, resources at serotalk.com.
If you found this review useful, or if you wish to contribute your own review, let us know by sending an email to resources@serotalk.com. Send us a voicemail at 866-997-BLAB, that's 2522, or send us an iReport on iBlink Radio.